This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
She's not sweet, she's not mean, she's kind of somewhere in between. She sees things in her own way, she always gets her say.
I'm Jackie Hendry. This week, we're featuring South Dakota-based musician Hank Harris. Sometimes serious, sometimes sentimental, and sometimes even silly, Harris combines heartfelt lyrics with his clear vocals and intricate guitar playing. Tonight's concert was recorded on May 3, 2014, in celebration of his new album, Peace. A few days before the show, Harris was a guest on Dakota Midday. He and host Carl Gerke discussed the often personal and reflective nature of his songs.
Well, it is personal for me, but I just think it's also something that everybody can understand and relate to. You know, we all have our ups and downs, and you try to find some way to get through it and move on.
But is it about part of it accepting the challenges that that life brings your way?
Well, yeah, acceptance and acknowledgement of what's going on and it might get you down a while, but you got to bounce back.
Harris first came to South Dakota in 1973. He soon became part of the Red Willow Band, one of the most popular national acts to ever hail from South Dakota. Since the group disbanded in the 80s, Harris has released nearly 20 albums of solo and collaborative work. He lives in the Black Hills, but he works with musicians from all corners of the state and of all different styles. Just a few of these collaborations include East River folk musician Jamie Lynn, the Hegg Brothers of Sioux Falls, and Rapid City oldies band Dee Dee and the Pharaohs. Harris has also worked with the historic Adams House Museum to compile the Deadwood Songbook albums. These collections of 100-year-old songs bring to life the history and diversity of the old mining town. He samples that work and performs his own songs, old and new, in tonight's concert. Recorded live from the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish, here's Hank Harris, featuring Jim Groth on guitar and backing vocals, and Maya Van Nuys on fiddle.
Works. I'm Hank Harris. Thank everybody for coming here. Of course, with these lights in my eyes, I can't see anybody, so I'll just assume it's full. Yeah.
Right.
It's my friend Jim Groth. We're going to do a bunch of new songs and some old songs, and we'll see how many words I can remember. So this is a song about our world. I got a house on the edge of town. Won't be the edge of town too long. Can't stop people from moving in. It's too far gone to stop it now. That's the way we do it. That's the way we do it. I got some buddies that can grease some wheels. Maybe help you with a special deal. It won't cost you but a little bit. We'll let you know when we want it back. That's the way we do it. Yeah, that's the way we do it. Gas to the floor, thumb on the scale. We push and shove till we win or fail. I got friends that know somebody, and that's the way we do it. Yeah, that's the way we do it. That's the way we do it when things are good. That's the way we do it when things go bad. That's the way we do it when we don't understand. Watch a t-shirt in Nepal. Abandoned shops at our local mall. We're all online now, it's all on call. They're waiting for you now. And that's the way we do it. Yeah,
That's the way we do it. My doctor said I'm a little ill. Sweat and diet will make me well. Or I can substitute a little pill. I'll take a little pill. That's the way we do it. Yeah, that's the way we do it. Tending to a cellular phone. God forbid we should be alone. Pardon me while I put you on hold. That's the way we do it. Yeah, that's the way we do it. That's the way we do it when things are good. That's the way we do it when things go bad. That's the way we do it when we don't understand. Yeah, that's the way we do it. Yeah, that's the way we do it today.
Thank you.
All right.
Here on my right, your left. Is that right? Okay. This is Maya Van Nuys from Rapid City. On violin. Yeah. I used to live in this farmhouse outside of Sioux Falls. And there was a train track that ran by the house about 60 yards away. And every afternoon about 3:30, the train would come by at this speed. And I'd go sit out on the porch and I'd play along with the train. Welfare train, yeah, freight train, make that sound. Every chain, make that sound. Well, chain man, Mr. Chain Man, take me home, won't you take me home? Chain man, take me home. Every time hear that whistle blowing, hear your wheel just beating down the track, make my steers wish they were going somewhere else beside this dusty rundown check. Man, I'm going down to Georgia, make myself unknown. I'll freight train, take me home. Yeah. Hear that whistle blowing, hear your wheel just beating down the track, make my steers wish that they were going somewhere else beside this dusty rundown check. Man, I'm going down to Florida, lay my hands upon the sea. I'll pray a chain carry me. I'll pray the chain, pray the chain, make that sound. I'll pray a chain, make that sound. Hey, yeah. Song here. Maya really is a wonderful player. She's playing all over the country with Randy McAllister and plays with James Van Nuys and Bob Fay and She's kind of a little blues nut. Well, you know, kids these days, it's all about blues. Yeah. So we're going to dig out one of my old blues songs. This is called Cry Wolf, and we're going to stretch out here a little bit. Time to go. Cry wolf, one more time you go. I was a fool once, baby, I won't be a fool no more. Cry wolf, a little girl you're gonna pay. Cry wolf, oh, a little girl you're gonna pay. Better know how to swim. Burn your bridge. You better know how to swim. You let your big mouth run. I ain't gonna reel you in. Oh, baby, cry wolf. Oh, one more time you're gone. Cry wolf. Oh. One more time you're gone. I was a fool once, baby. I won't be a fool no more. All right, Jimmy. Once again, this is Maya Van Nuys. She's going to be sneaking up in and out all night long. Several years ago, I was lucky enough to meet Mary Kopko and the people who work up at the Adams Museum. And I was trying to find some other things to do at the time. I was playing a lot of casinos in Deadwood, and it was terrible. You think it's pretty good, and you think you're getting paid pretty well, and then you realize they're spending more on the shrimp that they're giving away to people. So, when I went to BH here, I was an art major and a photography major, and I asked Mary Kopko if she had any room for an assistant curator or something. She said, "No, let me think about this." She said, "How about if you make a CD for us of the old songs that went through Deadwood from about 1875 to 1910? I said, "Like an archivist or a musicologist?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "I don't know how to do that." She said, "Well, we'll help you." So I got to research these old songs, and it was a lot of fun, and made a couple of CDs for the Adams Museum, and then a TV show for South Dakota Public TV that we recorded up at the Lead Opera House, another beautiful Black Hills opera house. And so this one is by Stephen Foster. This is called "Oh, Susanna." You've heard this. He made about $50 on this in his life. And I told this story at a show I was doing with my old friend Ricky Jacobson and Kenny Putnam when we played in Hill City. And because Stephen Foster died at the age of 37 with 36 cents in his pocket. And after the show, a lady came up and gave us each 50 cents. And I put mine in the stock market, and it's worth 36 cents now. Well, I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee, bound for Louisiana, my true love for to see. It rained so hard the day I left, the weather, it was dry. The sun so hot that I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. No, Susanna, well, don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with the banjo on my knee. Well, I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I dreamed I saw Susanna, she was coming down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, yeah, the tear was in her eye. Says I, "I'm coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, well, don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, well, don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. With a banjo on my knee." I worked on that project for about 2 years, and the first song I wrote after that project came to me in a dream, at least the chorus did, and it sounded 150 years old, oddly enough. I gave it a really happy ending, and then I had a dream the next night that said, "No, you have to have conflict." So I rewrote it and added conflict. And this is a story about, well, South Dakota girl, a small town, probably all over the world. It's called Amanda Lee. We all fell in love with Amanda Lee. She turned us all down, it was easy to see. She couldn't be something she needed to be. Our town was too small for Amanda Lee. A town, it was simple. A town, it was small. Tiny little high school, no shopping mall. The people were friendly, hardworking and kind, but it wasn't enough for Amanda. Amanda was pretty and Amanda was smart. We knew that she loved us, we knew she would part. Our valedictorian, our brightest and best, but it wasn't enough for Amanda. Now the screens of our kingdom brought news of the world. We couldn't compete for our little girl. She flew off to college in the fall of odd one. Yeah, we hoped it was enough for Amanda. Now she works at her desk and she studies so hard. The A's and the pressure, a hard-fought reward. In the hopes of a hometown, can be heavy and large. Yeah, we hope it's not too much for Amanda. Now she's got her diploma and a second degree. We'll intern this fall in Washington, D.C. She flew back this summer, the apple of our eye. It was so good to see our Amanda. Well, she looked kind of tired and just a little bit sad. She'd witnessed some good things and plenty of bad. She basked in our pride, our affection and love, but it wasn't enough for Amanda. Now the strip mall casino with its resident ghosts, and the new beauty parlor and the secondhand store. An optimist might point to these things as growth, but I don't think they're fooling Amanda. And now our poor little town, it's just blowing away, and our average age goes up every day. Our sons and our daughters, they're all moving away. We're not enough for the likes of Amanda. We all fell in love with Amanda Lee. She turned us all down, it was easy to see. She couldn't be something she needed to be. Our town was too small for Amanda Lee. Our town was too small for Amanda Lee.
Thank you.
I bet you know her. Since I wrote that song, I've met four girls named Amanda Lee, and they say, that's me, that's about me. This is a new song that's not on any CDs. I heard this show on NPR a couple, 4 months ago, and it was about how people will do anything to be right. And they'll, you know, the old thing, you cut off your nose to spite your face. And it came from a poem. His name is Yehuda Amarchand. He's from Israel. And we all do this, and it's hard to forgive, and it's hard to let go, and it's hard to just say, well, I'm wrong, you know. So we'll see if I can remember this. This is called Just a Whisper. Pride sticks in your throat, and there's no one there to fill the air. And you're sinking like a stone, and all you feel is all alone. Those who choose to comfort you, they're only choosing sighs. They blow the smoke into your face and tell you that you're right. Well, being right's not always right. Being wrong's not always wrong. Well, doubts and love dig up the world like a simple-minded plow. And our beliefs, they're no more than our vanity allows. And all that's left is just a whisper now. Well, I can't read your mind, but if I could, I'd probably find a thought or two of me. It might not be what I'd want to see, but I've been down this road before, and it's never been my strength. We take too much and then some more, and never stop to think. Well, being right's not always right. Being wrong's not always wrong. And doubts and love dig up the world like some simple-minded plow. And our beliefs, they're no more than our vanity allow. And all that's left is just a whisper now. And all our hopes and all our dreams, we trampled each one down. And all that's left is just a whisper now.
You're listening to Hank Harris on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
I had some brain farts in there and forgot some stuff. Oh, God, this is going on public radio. I'm trying. Well, that was awful damn sensitive. So I'd like to do one of the less sensitive songs I've ever written. You all know who the Grateful Dead are, right? And you know that their drummer is named Mickey Hart. So that's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. Okay. Well, I met her in a small cafe in Nogales. She wore a tie-dyed cowboy shirt and not much more. While I was on, she was on her way to see the dead in Dallas. And somehow she got lost in Mexico. She said, I'm a cowgirl, but I'm in love with Mickey Hart. And when Jerry plays, tears me all apart. Well, I've heard him now 100 times or more. Well, they take me to another world and more. Well, it's a world of flashing lights and psychedelic dreams. And the deadheads, they will always take you in. And the LSD's all right. Well, I can cut it with my chin. And I get drunk before the acid kicks in. I get drunk before the acid kicks in. Thank you. One of my great moments as a songwriter. You know, when you have funny things happen to you or hard things happen to you, it's really hard to let go sometimes. So it's a song about learning how to let go. Is this a new start or is it the end? Can I sleep for a month, then go back to my senses? Heart patched up like your grandmother's quilt. Spilling blood that's already been spilled. Like the leakiest boat that ever got built. Don't hang on. Just let go. Letting go. Letting go. Breathe in deep, breathe in slow. All the things that you wished you don't know, send them back to the places you don't want to go. But don't ask the question until you're willing to learn. Willing to learn. Thank you. Can you just let them go? Don't hang on. Just let go. Letting go. That's a new song. Excuse me, Hank Jr. was in my way. It was about a year ago. I was thinking about the fact that Elvis Presley, when he played at Rapid City, it was his third to the last gig. He played there. I think he played Indianapolis and maybe Omaha. And then he went back down to Memphis and he died. And so I wanted to know more about it. So I went online and I found a 12-foot... A 12-minute film on Elvis in the Rapid City Civic Center on YouTube. And it showed him going around town. He was always wearing the jumpsuit, and I don't think his seamstress was with him because it didn't quite fit. And his skin was kind of yellow, and when they showed him on stage trying to hit high notes, it looked like it was really painful. And it was just kind of sad. I found some of the songs he did, and then I wrote this song. It's called Elvis at the Civic Center. It's one of my great titles. That and I'll Get Drunk Before the Acid Kicks In. Yeah, I got a future, man. All right, so here's Elvis at the Civic Center. I saw some film of Elvis when he played down at the Civic Center. When he tried to hit those high notes, it looked like it really hurt. He was overweight and punchy in that stupid jumpsuit, and the rhinestones, they didn't shine. The rhinestones, they didn't shine. Tried to sing how great thou art, tried to find it in his heart. It wasn't very good, but Lord, he tried. And when he did those judo moves, it looked a bit absurd. And burning love, it didn't really burn. It looked like he could tell that it was over. Go and do the motions one more time. And all the ladies in the front row, they were screaming. And when they crossed those sweaty handkerchiefs, they cried. One of his very last shows was right here in Rapid City, Rapid City, USA. He shook hands with Mayor LaCroix, and he blessed a little Indian boy, and he got to his limo, and he drove away. He drove back down to Memphis to die in his bathroom, his body filled with alcohol and pills. Yeah, but he's still selling records, and they still show his films. Yeah, but Elvis has left the room. Now we brought that mystery train in his scuffed up blue suede shoes, his body all filled up with pills and booze. Yeah, but he's still selling records, and they still show his films. Yeah, but Elvis has left the room. Ooh, Elvis has left the room. Yeah, I played that for my friend Jimmy, who's my producer, and he said, "That's the saddest song, baby." Sad. I used to have this CD called World Beat Cowboy. It was the first one I did, but I ran out of them. This is called Hands of a Working Man. This is from my dad. Chance at the rich man's loot. I'd never see the islands on a southern cruise. Working man's got nothing to hide. He does his work with a workman's pride. And you can tell he's got the hands of a working man. Working man's hands, they are heaven sent. They make the money and they pay the rent. Yeah, and it's all right, it's all right. Lord, he don't mind, he's got the hands of a working man. Still a few things that a man can do. They push the metal and they pull the steel. They break the soil and they steer the wheel. Yeah, and it's all right, it's all right. Yeah, and it's all right, it's all right. Lord, he don't mind, he's got the hands of a working man. Hands of a working man. The hands of a working man. Thank you. Maya's coming back. Several years ago, a couple of falls ago, I went out to the East Coast. And you know that feeling when you get on the road and nobody knows you? And you get to be whatever you want. You get to make up yourself because you're not judged by what everybody else around here or your home thinks of you. So you get to kind of start over when you're out there. And I was riding around, I was listening to the car radio, and DJ was really annoying, and I had this other song that I was percolating, so this is kind of the song. It's called Making My Getaway. One, two, three. The DJ's talking so fast that I can't understand what he's saying. I can't stand what he's saying. Got some music running through my head, and it's so much better than this crap he's playing. Making my getaway, yeah, yeah. Making my getaway. Everybody's singing about the same old thing. It's a fantasy, it's just a wishful thinking. These love songs aren't reality. It's Hollywood pimping, it's American dream. This is my getaway, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is my getaway. This is my getaway, yeah. Gold and silver, the glorified bits of dirt. I've been thinking, heaven is made of earth. Maybe I'm just seeing Elvis and Jesus in my cornflakes, but I've been thinking, heaven is made of earth. Heaven is made of earth. Seen a lot of things, I've seen a lot of smiles. I've been getting back what I've been given. It's a natural law, there's no coincidences. Making my getaway, yeah, yeah. This is my getaway. Watching the sun go down and up, I'm like a solar panel, I just soak it up. I let it flow into me, right into me. This is my getaway, yeah. This is my getaway. This is my getaway, yeah. Gold and silver, the glorified bits of dirt. I've been thinking, heaven is made of earth. Maybe I'm just seeing Elvis and Jesus in my cornflakes, but I've been thinking, heaven is made of earth. Heaven is made of earth. Heaven is made of earth. This is my getaway. This is my getaway.
Thank you. Maya's back. I take this chance to thank the beautiful Matthews Opera House in Spearfish, South Dakota. Sean, Jane, Jack up there doing the sound. How about a big hand for all of them, please? Funk out. She's cold as diamond. She's hot as ice. She's nice to see, oh, she's cold. She's so cold. Don't lick your finger before you touch. She's gonna stick to you, oh, she's cold. She's so cold. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you.
gonna do a little something for a change. You got to set it. Your long johns too. You're gonna need those things. Oh, she's cold. She's so cold. Gosh, don't you? Yeah, you got to sweat as a kid. You're gonna need those things. Oh, she's cold. She's so cold. All right, Jim. Global warming, it stops right here. She gonna freeze you out, please. She's cold. She's so cold. But don't lick your finger before you touch. She gonna stick through you. Oh, she's cold. She's so cold. That's my event. Thanks everybody for being here. Don't hang your head, 'cause you didn't get your way. Yeah, these earthly desires, they can sure get in the way. Now you didn't win the sweepstakes. You don't drive a brand new car. God, you buy into that way of life. It's bound to break your heart. No, I don't have time for these dreams or desires. Well, I've got a life here to live. And all I need are little wishes. Yeah, the sun came up again. There's food upon my table. Today I made a friend, and I don't need to believe in a dream. I'm just fine with my little wishes. great expectations. I hope they serve you well. They're like good intentions, and they can pave the road to hell. And the prophets of the prophet, where they feed upon those dreams, and they fill you with longing of idiots and kings. No, I don't have time for these dreams or desires. Well, I got a life here to live, and all I need are little wishes. Yeah, the sun came up again, there's food upon my table. Today I made a friend, and I don't need to believe in a dream. I'm just fine with my little wishes. Cousin, don't you know, they're just like little fishes. Sometimes you let them go. Well, I don't need to believe in a dream. I'm just fine with my little wishes. But I don't need to believe in a dream. All I need are little wishes.
That was Hank Harris, concluding his performance at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. You also heard Jim Groth on backing vocals and guitar, and Maya Van Eyes on fiddle. The concert was recorded on May 3, 2014, by Jack Hughes. Special thanks to Sean Young and Jane Rose at the Matthews Opera House. You can learn more about Harris and his music on his website, hankharris.com. To hear this or other live concerts again, visit our website, sdpb.org. I'm Jackie Hendry. Thanks for listening. This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio, concerts from South Dakota for South Dakota, only on SDPB.
If I'd have known the story, I might have tried to run. This wouldn't be the last time I'd have been wrong. She tells me she loves me every month or so. We've got this understanding. It's all about her. It's all about her. It's all about her.
Thank you.